He's pointing a finger at Russia's president, Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden just announcing he's ordering a bigger release from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, his third time tapping it since November, hoping to help reduce gas prices that he blames in large part on Russia's war in Ukraine.
Our family budgets, your family budgets, to fill a tank, none of it should hinge on whether a dictator declares war.
In addition to releasing 1 million barrels a day from the reserves for up to 180 days, he's calling for new penalties on oil companies that leave leases on public lands unused for too long. The president also calling again for a greater commitment to green energy as a long-term solution to energy independence. Just getting reports of a shooting at a middle school in South Carolina. The Greenville County Sheriff says the school resource officer requested emergency backup after a student was shot at Englewood Middle School in Greenville. The condition of that student not yet known, but they were taken to the hospital. Dozens of deputies now at the scene working to identify the shooter, who's believed to be another student. Florida's governor is being challenged in federal court with a lawsuit aiming to block a new law that stops teachers from discussing sexuality issues in younger grades.
A number of LGBT rights groups are suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over enacting a law that prohibits classroom lessons on sexuality and orientation in kindergarten through third grade. The National Center for Lesbian Rights and Equality Florida claim the law violates teachers' First Amendment protections. The governor insists the law leaves the task of teaching sexual orientation issues to parents at home for those young kids.
Fox's Eben Brown. A surprise in Michigan where the defense has just rested at the trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap the governor after only one defendant testified. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Accused of sharing classified information, a National Security Agency employee is indicted by a federal grand jury.
Mark Robert Unkenholz is charged with 13 counts each of retaining national defense information and transmitting that material. Unkenholz, who held top secret clearance, worked as a government liaison to private industry. He is accused of using his personal email to send classified material to private corporate emails over more than 2 years. For part of that time, the unnamed recipient was not cleared to see that information. Each of the 26 counts Unkenholz faces carries up to 10 years in prison. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
New research says more than 4 in 10 high school students in the U.S. say they felt persistently sad or hopeless during the pandemic. Findings that support earlier warnings about pandemic isolation taking a toll on mental health. The CDC's research is based on anonymous online surveys of about 7,700 public and private high school students in the first 6 months of last year. Gas prices, not the only thing fueling inflation, and there's a discouraging report for the grocery store.
The price of meat is expected to continue climbing, according to a new analysis from Evercore ISI, which projects that meat and poultry prices will keep rising, although pricier cuts like steak should level off or even drop as shoppers change their buying patterns. Pork and ground beef could climb as high as 20% year over year during the same period. Chicken breast reaching as high as 70% year over year in the first half of 2022. The report, pointing to the rising cost of grain used to feed livestock, such as wheat, soybeans, and corn, as a significant factor.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Both Russia and Ukraine are major suppliers of wheat. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.